And with me this morning is Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram. We're going to recap the meeting from Tuesday night. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, let's first talk about a tax increment financing resolution.
Yeah, so the resolution, Mike, was to close the TIF number 5. And we're closing it a year early based on the surplus that we had in there from the sale of lots in the Woodridge Acres subdivision to pay off the debt. So now that the 1 year will be captured, this past year will be captured to go into our affordable housing fund similar to what we did with TIF 6 to extend that for a year, and then now we'll close that out, and then by the end of the year, in the fall, then we'll pay out whatever's left in that surplus to the tax entities like Crawford County, the Prairie du Chien School District, and Southwest Tech. So it's just a closing of the books for the TIF 5.
And a good thing to get that taken care of early.
Yes.
Also a plat review for area south part of the town?
Yeah, it's a plat review. It's extra territorial. We have some rights when it comes to that. It goes to our plan commission first, and they held a meeting on Monday night to discuss it and approved it. The council approved it as well. Basically, it's subdividing two lots in Bridgeport Township. One would be, I believe, where Top Notch is going to be putting in a hub here in Prairie du Chien, and the other to the south, to the north is where the Amish market is in the springtime and summer and fall.
All right, and a water main that was bid for some repair.
Yes, so we received a safe water drinking loan for the Villa Lewis Road water main replacement, and we set that out for bids. Our engineers helped us out from Veerbeckers, and G Pro is the low bidder. Was the low bidder for that project, and that's going to take place in the fall. We kind of had stipulations. We don't want it happening during Rendezvous, Blues Fest, other events, Carriage Classic, Oktoberfest. So it'll happen in the fall after the Carriage Classic, and it should go fairly easy at that point. And then next year, of course, is the Villa Lewis Road replacement, and that was a DOT grant that we received, which is an 80-20, which that'll be happening next year as well.
All right. And in your report, what are some of the things that you informed the council about?
One thing I informed the council and the public is reminding them of our citywide cleanup April 18th, 19th, and 20th next week. We do not take electronics. That'll be in the fall. There'll be electronics. We have a clean sweep that the county has, and we try to assist with that. So the guys will come out from the street department for those 3 days, and then sometimes people get worried because they're like, well, they didn't get everything. Well, we don't take everything. Town and Country comes in Saturday then, who we have our garbage contract with. They'll come in and get the remaining items on that day. Gave an update on First Street, the construction on First Street, the small project that goes from Wells to Glen, and then up from Beaumont to First Street, a little L construction, mm-hmm. Doing some water main and sewer main replacements, along with adding some more storms. That's been a bad intersection for many years where the water comes up and it stays up, and so we're trying to get rid of that and have better drainage into our storm, because our main storm is right there under Wells Street, so we'll tie that in as well. Met with some homeowners there. We had a public meeting with them yesterday at 10 o'clock with myself and Larry Gates, Nick Gilberts, and our engineer Matt Mukow. Having any concerns, and so far nothing major is happening. Concerns from the neighbors. The biggest problem that the construction crew is running into is because of the river stage right now, they're running into groundwater when they're digging down for that water and sewer mains. But we'll get through that, and that project should be buttoned up here shortly. I then informed the public and the council on the Pelton development. If people have been driving by Prairie Bluffs Court, the old Blackhawk Junction area, Pelton has started his first phase of his residential on the southeast corner of that lot. He's got some forms put in, try to start with that structure, and hopefully that'll be done within a year, that first phase. So other than that, the mayor commended Todd Myers. He will be leaving the 6th District. That was his last meeting, so the mayor read a proclamation thanking Todd for his service on the city council since 2013, and invited anybody that's in the 6th District that's interested in maybe serving in that seat to contact myself or Mayor Hemmer, and we'll get that on the agenda for the council to review next Tuesday, because it's back-to-back meetings because of the election.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and filling us in on what's happening with the Common Council.
You're very welcome.